Greetings, saints. God bless you and keep you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And thank you, Father, for making this opportunity. We ask that you open eyes and ears today for the things that are coming upon the world. We thank you for your judgments to free your people from bondage. And we receive your mighty protection from the things that are coming. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I'm going to continue with the Faction Election War 1. This is number 30. And I want to say that God is going to win the war against our pharaohs and their servants. And yes, Trump will go back into office, and he's going to have a good part in this. I can't imagine being under the false president in the time of these things that are coming. And I know that God's about to make a big change. Hopefully, you know, they put dates out there, but they a lot of times want to just use it for disinformation to confuse the enemy, but they're saying April 1st this time. So we'll see, but I know it's soon. You know, the exodus of America, the frogs, earthquake, and President Trump. This is Timothy Dixon's revelation that he's going to share. And he had this on March the 12th of this 2021. He said, "With us, saith the Lord, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, do not fear the things that I will bring upon the Egyptians and upon Pharaoh and the leaders of this nation and the leaders that are abroad. For I shall bring wonders and signs into heavens, and they'll know that I am the Lord when the thing starts coming to pass. You'll know that I've spoken, says the Lord, through my servants and through my people. These are the days that I have chosen to bring forth a revival across the nation that I'll not let anything hinder. I'll bring a darkness across this Washington, D.C., saith the Lord, and this darkness shall be felt in the hearts of all the leaders." Well, remember that the 3 days of darkness came on the land of Egypt just before the Passover plague. And we were told by God of this plague, which is far greater than COVID-19, and are convinced that it is the vaccine plague to destroy immune systems. I don't know if you've studied that, but that's exactly what it's doing, is your natural immune system will be moved out of the way. And so that many diseases will be free to ravage the world. People of faith, of course, have a Passover in Jesus Christ. But many wicked will die, just like the parable shown us of the Passover and of Egypt and of our Pharaoh in Washington, D.C., right? He goes on to say, "Know that my hands shall move even as I'd moved for Israel, move for my people in Egypt. I brought forth plagues and pestilence upon the Egyptians and upon Pharaoh, that my hands might be proved that I am still the Almighty. Even as years had passed, they were in slavery, but my eyes saw the very bondage and heard the very cry." Well, you know, we must remember that all of this is not to destroy the people of faith. It's to set God's people free from their slave masters, including governmental and religious slave masters, to follow him. Amen. That's the purpose. And they've got to be free to go into the wilderness, which we know to be the tribulation. He went on to say, though I hear the cries of this nation, and I hear the innocence of the blood that's being spilt upon the soil, know that I will sweep across this nation, even the whirlwind has begun. The whirlwind has hit the leaders, and I'll cause them to lose their positions. Oh, it's happening. It's happening very quietly, but people in the public are going to find out after the fact. And that's done a wonderful thing of not causing an outward civil war, you know. So it's happening. Many have been arrested and many executed. I'll cause a mighty shake, and I'll cause the earth to tremble. I, even as the Lord, I am. I have come down to deliver my people out of the hands of bondage. Yes, the Lord is coming with the effects of Planet X, among other things, to shake the heavens and the earth. And we thank you, Father, for setting your people free. Amen. I'll not suffer Satan. I'll not suffer the evil that has come upon the country. Know that I, the Lord, shall shake India. I, the Lord, shall shake Australia, Africa, and Europe, all of Europe, and Asia. I'll shake the seven continents, saith the Lord of hosts. Know that I shall bring to pass in the next short days that I'll cause the rains to rain upon Washington, D.C., and upon different places, that it shall bring forth frogs, and science shall not be able to explain and offer the explanation, even though they try. Well, now, I'm not discounting the natural here about frogs, but I can tell you one thing. This has literally happened in recent years, that tornadoes or storms have picked up frogs and different things and dumped them in very strange places. And I've noticed that. So, but I'm not also holding this to something literal, because in Revelation 16 and 13, we see that frogs represent demons. And I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits, as it were, frogs. Now remember, all the entities in the book of Revelation are corporate entities. They are bodies of peoples, and so are these. Unclean spirits can be unclean sexual spirits, which fits DC perfectly. There is such perversion there, especially among the lawmakers in their underground prisons for children and women and so on and so forth, which has been discovered. Yes, it's a nasty place. It deserves everything it gets. But the hearts of many shall be touched and shall hear the word of the Lord. Know that it's my hand, for I shall rain them down upon the land, that you know that I am the Lord. I'll speak to the men and women. I'll speak to prophets. I'll speak to the apostles. I'll raise them up in this hour. They'll bring forth words that'll come to pass immediately, says the Lord. Well, these are the days of the prophetic voice that will come to pass immediately in some cases. And the closer you get to the things that are shaking the earth, the closer you get to them, the more immediately things will happen when they are prophesied. I shall cause a great shaking. I'll cause a great shaking in China. I'll bring the past revival, says the Lord. I'll bring revival to the Asian people. Well, you know, the Chinese are being plagued now with torrential rains, destroying their dams and flooding out their underground criminal activities against their people. And these floods, I heard, I think it might have been a year and a half ago, that the United States and Putin had agreed to do weather warfare to bring these floods to China. And it has happened ever since I heard that. Here's a short report. Gizhou, flash flooding strikes over 180,000 victims. Sichuan, massive flood leaves 200,000 homeless with 20 reported dead. Eastern provinces, killer floods victimize millions. Yunnan, killer flood leaves death and destruction in its wake. Hubei, 1 million victims desolated from renegade floods. Southern China, 2 million displaced or dead as dams overflow. Hunan, Yangtze, and Guangxi, 800,000 victims need emergency aid, etc. So you see, it's happening, and this is all to bring down the Chinese Communist Party, which is a wonderful thing. Lord, save the people. Bless the people. He goes on to say, I'll bring the greatest revival that's ever been heard to the Native American people of America and all through Canada, says the Lord. That'll shake them, and I'll visit the people. I'll visit the tribes of the Americans, of the Native American people. I'll visit the Navajo, says the Lord of hosts. They'll have the greatest revival that's ever been on earth. A shaking revival down through Gallup, New Mexico, and all up through the hills of Colorado, all up through New Mexico, Texas, the northern states, and Canada borders. Amen. We've been telling and talking about this revival that's coming, and for a long, long time. And now we're at the edge of it. It will start with the man-child ministries. That's the way it started in Jesus' day. That's the way it started in Moses' day, right? I'll move, says the Lord. I'll even bring forth a tremoring and a shaking in Yellowstone. And you'll know that my hand has moved. You'll know, you leaders, you hear me, says the Lord. You'll hear my servants, and you'll call for them to lift the plagues. You'll lift the things that's coming upon the earth. My hand is upon the justices and the judges of the country. Know that they that stand for truth and they that stand for my will. Well, we're told by the Trump administration that these will be re-educated to respect the original Constitution again. That's a document, of course, that to rule over lost men, it's a very good document. And, you know, it's not just made for Christians. Christians don't need law, you know, but rebels do, and even rebel Christians do, right? So God is, he goes on to say, I inspired the men of old to write the laws for the land. I had inspired them by my spirit to write even your constitution. Yes, I believe that. My spirit moved upon the hearts of them to hold and to keep sacred the way of life that was introduced, the way of life that I, my spirit, brought to this land. Well, you know, the original constitution is being restored with the restoration of the republic. And of course, the liberals and leftists have sliced and diced the Constitution. And what we need back is to start from ground zero. You know, the original Constitution. Start over. They've made a mess of it. I'll move upon the justices in the Supreme Court, justices of the United States. I'll touch those that are for me. But know that I, the Lord, shall move against those who are against me. I will move against them that are against me. Amen. The shames that are coming, I will bring to of the Supreme Court justices to shame. I'll bring them to shame, their names. They think that they've hid their sins. They think they've covered up really well. But I am the Lord, and I see. It'll not be those that have been in the public eye. It'll not be those that you think. But it'll be one that is secretly hiding inside the closets in the darkness. You think that you've outsmarted even me, the Lord, but I see all the sins. Once again, I'll rain down upon the justices and the courts and the judges. Once again, their hearts will be filled with my word to judge the land as a sacred oath. But I'll bring all these things upon the land, and you'll feel the very power of God delivering my people. But lift up your voices like a trumpet, O America. Lift up your voices in praise, for I do a new thing that none shall hinder. I move across this land, and none shall escape my power. I'll spare. I'll show great mercy at my hands. I'll show that I am God. I'll prove that I am the Lord. Fear not the things. Again, I say, fear not the things that you'll see with your eyes. As the trouble begins to grip your hearts, know that I am the Lord, and I will be with you. And if you call upon my name, I'll answer you. Turn, turn from the ways, your ways. Turn to me, says the Lord. This is the hour of visitation. I'll shake every island. I'll bring whirlwinds of monster whirlwinds across the world that shall hit, but I'll spare lives. Yes, he wants to get attention. He wants to bring repentance. And we thank the Lord for that. If only those would hear me and turn, but they would not. You would not. I'll not suffer this to overtake the people that are righteous. I'll not suffer them to suffer your evil, but I will keep them as I have promised. Well, of course, we have a Passover lamb who is Jesus Christ, and that is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. But I'll bring evil upon you as I did the Egyptians. I brought evil upon their cattle. I rained hell down upon the Egyptians. But my people were kept. Apply the blood to your post, says the Lord. Apply the blood to your doorposts. This is the hour of great visitation. Well, a visitation, of course, is the Lord coming. Not necessarily in person, but coming and bringing judgment, right? And he's coming as a judge. So repent and believe and put it all under the blood. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, right? And he cleanses us with his blood. So live under the blood, because you'll have to learn to live there. These are not just one or two judgments. We're coming into a time of judgment to bring as many to repentance as possible. He goes on to prophesy, I'll cause a re-election. I'll cause America to stand up like a large giant, says the Lord, all at once, immediately, says the Lord. It'll spring forth, and some of the officials shall run. Yes, we've seen in dreams and visions that very thing. Them running, hiding. It'll spring forth and some of the officials shall run. You'll run because you know that your time is done. Amen. I'll bring some to punishments. You'll lose your freedom for taking America's freedom. Trying to take my people, trying to take my word out of the houses and out of the stores, you'll lose your freedom. Repent, and I'll spare. Turn, and I'll spare. For this is the hour that I have chosen. Such a great visitation that never has been heard in history. Such the great revival. Miracles and signs and wonders shall come forth. I'll save your families. I'll save your loved ones. I'll touch them by my Spirit. Amen. We claim it, right, folks? But I'll cause the fraud and the false to be revealed. I'll bring the truth to the top. It'll be shouted upon the housetop. And I'll move upon the judges and the people and the officials. I'll move upon them. I'll touch their heart and change things, says the Lord my God, my Spirit. There's nothing impossible for me, for my hand moves and none shall hinder. My hand shall move and I'll touch the hearts. I'll change the venue. Amen. There are two attorneys, says the Lord, that I'll anoint with a fresh anointing. They'll march through the land like giants, like they never had before. I'll put a trumpet in their hand, and I, the Lord God, shall bring forth a sovereign election of whom I have chosen, and nothing shall stop my hands. I am the Lord. I shall do that which I have said. I shall move as I have promised. I will bring to pass my word. For I have chosen Donald Trump for this very day, and I will stand. I will move. I'll shake the heavens, and I'll shake the earth. And once again, the people of this country, very quickly, speedily, saith the Lord, no time wasted, shall shout it on the housetops. Donald Trump is our president, quote unquote. For the Lord has spoken. Yes, I think the people have already spoken that too, you know. But once again, I believe they will rise up and cheer. Or actually, I believe there'll be a cheer around the world when he is put back in there. Yeah, because the world doesn't want to see America descend into communism. And we've had a very good demonstration of what that's like. By the grace of God. Okay, continuing with this judgment as it was with Egypt, right? This is swarms of flies on Georgia / Washington, D.C., Timothy Dixon. That's March the 6th of 2021. And Timothy explains an excerpt of his dream. Also, on the coast of California in the west, there'll come a swarm of flies. You won't be able to hold your hand down without just multitudes of them landing. They're going to pick different areas, and they're going to swarm just those areas. They're going to hit Washington, D.C. But where the river crosses, going into Virginia, God's going to hold them on this side. The Washington, D.C. side he's talking about. And hold them and stand them and swarm them around Washington, D.C. to show his hand and to show his power. Well, God is bringing judgment to the satanic seat of power that has usurped and ruled this country, actually almost from the beginning. So here's a proof of what he says right here. Brood X cicadas are about to swarm, and Washington, D.C. is the main stage. And this is from the Washington Post. And this was posted on March the 15th, 2021. The Ides of March. They've been buried alive for 17 years. And now, Brood X, one of the world's largest swarms of giant fly-like bugs. Did you get that? Fly-like? Called cicadas, is ready to rise. And when the ground warms to 64 degrees, they'll start gnawing on tree roots and start scratching towards the surface by the hundreds of billions. Georgia and other southern states will probably be where they first emerge around the end of March, experts say. but residents of the Washington, D.C. area stand at ground zero. This could be confirming Timothy Dixon's revelation above. You know, a cicada does look like a large fly. The district, Maryland, and Virginia are likely to host more of these animals than any other of the 14 states that share the experience. And they've got a map there that tells you where the most of them will come forth, because they know where the most of them burrowed in, right? We are at the epicenter of an event that happens nowhere else on the planet except here in the eastern United States, said Mike Ropp, a University of Maryland entomologist who travels the country giving speeches about cicadas. It's going to be pretty remarkable. Come the latter half of May, Ropp said, the densities of these things is going to be phenomenal, about 1.5 million per acre. It blows your mind. That's a cloud right there. The last time Brood X appeared, Greece was preparing to host the Olympics. Barack Obama was a state senator in Illinois. Would that he had stayed there. And President George W. Bush was fighting for a second term. Would that he lost that one. Simon expects to find a ton of cicadas along the banks of the Potomac. Mm-hmm. The animals that emerge in the present day date back 3.9 million years. You want to bet? They split into different broods about 500,000 years ago. I don't believe it. 12 broods, like Brood X, emerge every 17 years, and 3 every 13 years. A small number of annual cicadas appear yearly and are hardly noticed. Yes, we hear them. They're very loud bugs, I tell you. If you're in a place where they were in 2004, there's going to be a magical evening. Right around sunset, you're going to go out, and there will be hundreds of thousands of these things emerging from their crypts, marching in column, Ropp said. And if you stand still, they'll climb up on you and shed their skin. If you miss them somehow, be patient. Brood XIX, the largest known swarm, will be the widest range and is coming in 2024. That's a portion of that. It's longer. You can go and read it if you want. Okay, the Lord is the destroyer and is coming for the wicked. Dr. Patricia of Joy Ministries Worldwide, March the 7th, 2021. She said, today's video message is on a very, very serious subject matter and is regarding a destroyer coming to destroy the wicked. 2 days ago, I was worshiping the Lord with a worship leader from South Africa, and I had my eyes closed and I was singing the words. I got a message, in other words, from the Holy Spirit. But I want to read to you the words I was singing, which were, quote, are we ready, anticipating? The King is coming. He is coming soon, unquote. Yes, he is. And actually, we've been talking about his coming in this whole revelation here. But you see, it's not talking about his physical coming. Okay? He's even coming in the man-child reformers to start this revival. But he is coming. By his Spirit and by his Word manifested in people, he is coming. And by his Word manifested in prophets, he is prophesying it, etc. As I sang these words, that is what I heard in my spirit through the Holy Spirit. He said, he is coming as the destroyer. All judgment has been given to Jesus, Yeshua, by Father, unquote. So, when I received that message, initially I was taken aback because I never really equated Jesus, Yeshua, as being a destroyer. But I did know that all judgment has been given by the Father to Jesus. We see that in John chapter 5, 26 through 27, it says, quote, "For as the Father hath life in himself, so he hath granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man." And literally, by the way, it does say a Son of Man. Yes, it does. And the numerics proves that, which means that he spoke through a lot of people in whom Jesus lived in one way or another, like Moses, you know, like the prophets, etc., all the way down to the prophets in our day. He speaks, he acts. So I knew that part of the message certainly was from the Holy Spirit, but I was wondering about when he said that he was coming as the destroyer. So I began to pray and say, okay, Holy Spirit, can you show me anywhere in the Bible where the Lord is a destroyer? So I want to take you to some scriptures in Hebrews 11 and 28, which says this, "By faith he," meaning Moses, "kept the Passover and the sprinkling of the blood, lest he who destroyed the firstborn should touch them," unquote. So who was the destroyer of the firstborn in Egypt? For some of you, the answer may surprise you, and the answer comes in Exodus chapter 12 and 29, which says this, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I will strike all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord," unquote. So the Lord has said that he will do this. Of course, he is the Lord over many vessels of both honor and dishonor. And he does all things. A man can receive nothing except it come from heaven, the Bible says. And he works all things after the counsel of his own will, the Bible says. Vessels are just vessels through whom he moves. And then in chapter 12, verse 29 of Exodus, it says, "And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of the livestock." Yes. So, even though the Lord is a different entity than the destroyer. I'm going to make that point. Okay. Apollyon, the destroyer. He is sovereign over this entity. And we can see that he takes full credit for the actions. In Exodus 12 and 23, "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you." So we see, in effect, that the Lord is doing this judgment. He's using the destroyer, but it's him doing the judgment. Many people want to try to stop many things. I've heard of them wanting to explode Planet X, which is ludicrous. And I've heard of them wanting to stop the coming of the mark of the beast, which is ludicrous, since God himself prophesied it would come. You know, so it's just people who do not understand that God is in control. It's not the devil, it's God. The devil is just a vessel. And she goes on to say, so we see that in these scriptures that it was the Lord who was the destroyer of the firstborn. The Lord did this to cause Pharaoh to let his people go, to let his people leave Egypt, to worship him, and to leave Egypt permanently, because he wanted to take them into the land of promise. Amen. So that was yesterday. That was 2 days ago I got that message. And then, just yesterday, I received this message, and I want to share it with you. It is a very sobering message. And when I give this message, it's not my words. These are the words of the Lord. As I have spoken before, when I get a hard message, I do not delight in these messages. Well, no one should, right? No one should. Okay, so this is what the Lord said. I will no longer strive with the wickedness of this land that is trying to place my people in bondage. I have had enough of those who worship me with the words of their lips, but their hearts are far, far from me. I am dividing the sheep from the goats. My sheep know my voice, and I am speaking. He who has ears will hear, and those whose hearts are far from me will not hear, says the Lord. Come to me, my children, so I may speak in your ear, so you may hear and obey. I am about to come as judge, to judge those who are placing chains on my people. To some I will appear and give them a chance to turn to me, says Yeshua. For some, the scales have already been weighed, and they will receive their just punishment for their wickedness. This is why you heard that I am coming as the destroyer. It will be I, the Lord of hosts, who takes the lives of these people. Some will say these deaths are just coincidence, but I tell you it is I, the Lord of hosts, who have caused them to die. Then he said, warn them, child, tell them I am coming as a destroyer. Unless they repent, they will not stand. For so long there has been a warning of my judgment, but now I am coming as judge. Do not mistake these words that I have spoken as the rapture, or think that this is my second coming, says the Lord. It is not. It is not. Pay attention. These words I speak are a warning that I will surely do what I have said I would. The wicked who have plotted and schemed to remove me from the land will face the one whom they have tried to remove, says the Lord of hosts. The destitute have been trampled under the feet of the wicked. The babies have been slaughtered at their bidding. The children have been sold into slavery for their pleasure. Enough, says the Lord, I have had enough. The courts have been rigged and bought for bribes. The politicians are corrupt with no conscience. I speak to the super rich. Do not think that your money will buy you out of my judgment. Your days are numbered because you used your wealth to control, bribe, persecute those to do your will. Your evil, excuse me. China, I call you out. You thought you won when you helped Biden get in office. I say to you, China, that your dragon will see death. And we know the Chinese Communist Party is failing as we speak, for their unspeakable evil against mankind and, of course, God's servants there. And here. Iran, land of the wicked, you seek to silence the masses, but I am giving them a voice. Japan, for the remnant that is in Japan, I will spare your country, but not before I wash away some cities. Iraq, out of you will come prosperity for my people. This is happening. You have made a deal with the devil while the Pope has been visiting you. Do not think that I have not heard what has been spoken in your meeting. Afghanistan, the home of craggy rocks and secret caves, I will expose the secrets hidden deep within your caves. Rome, you have set a set time to roll, but Rome will fall. How, you say, will Rome fall? Can such a great city fall? Pompeii fell, and so will Rome, says the Lord. USA, I will cleanse the land from wickedness and give you a new beginning. Freedoms that were slated to be removed will be restored. The yoke of communism is broken off, says the Lord. Great revival will break out over this great land that will be likened to wildfire. So that is the message from the Lord. So just know that Yeshua is coming as a destroyer to destroy the wicked by death. We are going to see the death of people who are being judged by the Lord, and these deaths will not be by coincidence. I can tell you from another message that I received many months ago that I put in a video. The Lord said that Hillary Clinton would die, and around the same time, two prominent senators would also die. They will be judged, and there will be more judged with death. Well, I've heard that two out of the three Hillarys have been executed. That's right. I mean, some are clones, or some are lookalikes, and obviously some don't look alike to her if you just compare them side by side. One of them 6 inches shorter than the rest of them. So, I mean, various senators have also been executed, by the way, and for their traitors and for their humanitarian disasters. These deaths will cause the fear of God to fall on people. Hopefully the wicked will repent of their wickedness, of their sins, that they will give their lives to Christ, and that they will be saved from his wrath. That is my prayer. So let's all heed the words of King David that he gave to his son Solomon. I want to read to you from 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and 9. King David says this, quote, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father, and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all the hearts and understands all the intents of the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. This is the word of the Lord." Amen. Now, this is interesting. The Lord says, Planet X is my planet. That's right. This was given to Linda Courtney on March the 31st, 2019. I am the Good Shepherd. This era of time, as mankind knows time, is coming to its end. And as of a few days from now, everything is coming to its sudden change. The time of serious transition is soon to come upon the entire earth. The scientists will call it earth or climate change. But I, the Lord God Almighty, call it my holy will, and a fulfillment of my holy and most profound decrees, which have been established from time immemorial. I am the great I am. My plans shall stand. Nothing can be done by the feeble mortal hand of man to alter, hinder, or stop what I have prepared for mankind. Truly, this era of mankind's journey on earth is quickly coming to a close as I change and rearrange all things. The earth will soon enter a time of severe global darkness. People will understand as I, the Almighty God, draw the curtain of black upon the planet. Those people of mine who have heard of this word will understand. I will grab the sudden attention of mankind as all the technology comes to a sudden, incapacitating ability to function. All will be silent, and mankind will be thrown into sudden disarray. They will panic as confusion sets in. Many people will lose rational thinking as the curtain of gross darkness covers the earth. This is because, in some cases, because of demonic activity upon the minds of the people during the darkness, as we've heard. I, the Lord God, must do this to literally grab the attention of all the citizens of earth. My people, those who know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, will be shaken far less than the sinner. They will be stabilized by my Holy Spirit as the unction of my holy presence falls upon them. My Holy Spirit will calm their minds as they falter for a while, gathering their wits about them. So these, my beloved children, there are millions of Christians who are saved by my grace that have never heard of the days of darkness. That's why I am calling upon you to tell them what is just around the bend. You may approach it with scientific terms, for I will indeed use natural means to create this phenomenon. My planet, which many call Planet X or Nibiru, is stealing its way to eventually cover your sun. This planet has been observed in various places on Earth, at times with the naked eye. And when this planet covers your sun, when this occurs, I will, in my great mercy, hold and totally control the Earth's temperature at 55 degrees Fahrenheit, 12 degrees centigrade, so that no man or animal will freeze. I am interjecting because, this is a parenthesis here, I'm interjecting because if a planet would cover the sun, normally speaking, we would be thrown into an ice age. But God himself is going to control the temperature in his mercy upon the earth. Amen. You know where it's dark underneath the earth? If you go 5 feet below the surface, it's, 55 degrees. And we have the largest underground lake in the world now, not far. And when you go down in there, inside that mountain, it's 55 degrees. Listen further, my beloved ones. Immediately before this darkness falls, the earth will quake. Well, this is all pretty accurate as far as the biblical and historical account. The 3 days of darkness happened as Planet X came around the sun and headed to the crossing of Earth's orbit just before the Passover of the destroyer, also known as Planet X. Exodus 10, 22 and 23. Again, this is just before the Passover plague, you know. And Moses stretched forth his hand towards the heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. That's the amount of that's what happens when it comes around the sun and heads towards an intersection of the Earth's orbit, just ahead of the Earth. And, you know, for a long sloping time period, it gets bigger and bigger as it gets closer and closer to us until it covers the sun. And there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any one from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. They didn't look. They did not rise from their place for 3 days. You stay in your house. That was the way the Passover worked. The earth will quake as it groans for that manifestation of the sons of God. In many places, there will be actual earthquakes occurring. Planet X will bring with it great earth changes, as the atmosphere will be charged with electricity. Huge electrical arcs may pass between Planet X and the Earth. That's my note there. This will not hurt or kill mankind, but this is something that they can see, as the discharge will be very intense. When these changes begin to occur in the heavens, you are to notify your loved ones immediately. They are to drop whatever they're doing and immediately come to their, I believe it should be your, home. Now, listen, this is important. It is best if family members can be together in the home of one of the believers in Yeshua, Jesus Christ. This is why I desire that you tell them beforehand what's coming to the earth, so they are willing to cooperate with you when the time arrives. Otherwise, they will call you crazy and not come into the home. The first sign, let me say, before the days of darkness when Planet X passes between the earth and the sun, it will appear next to the sun, to the naked eye. Further back, you can't see it with the naked eye, but to the naked eye. And this would be a good time to warn them again of the coming darkness and the terrible quakes and the volcanic activity to come. And when it appears, that is next to the sun, we may have 30 to 40 days before it crosses Earth's orbit. And quakes, of course, can happen all during this time, but the worst time would be when it's the closest, most likely. The sun itself can be bringing great catastrophes on the Earth, so it's very upset. Quote, I desire you to alert them now for their sake during this three-day period, 3 days and nights of darkness. Many unsaved people will truly receive Yeshua, Jesus Christ, as their Savior, if you have laid a good foundation. So, and here's a note. So now is the time for us to be the evangelists, not to wait until darkness falls, because then it will be too late. We won't be able to go out of our homes. So now is our time. So getting on with the word of the Spirit of God. Quote, as you enter your home, I admonish you to cover your windows and do not look out at all, period. Lock your doors and do not open them to anyone. Why, you ask? My beloved children, I will tell you why. Well, you know, at the time of the Passover of the destroyer in Egypt, they were told the same thing as we just saw. It's during this time that I will allow hordes of demons to roam the entire earth. People from all nationalities will be aware of this, and many will die from fear and demonic torment or attack. Well, that's probably just as it was in the Passover in Egypt, right? Also, the seas will roar, and great will be the changes that torment sinful mankind. For my beloved children, those in their homes during this time, if you obey my instruction, I will send legions of my holy angels to protect you. Do not fear. Throughout the earth, as all electronics cease, you will have nowhere to turn but to me, the true and the only God of endless ages. Pray without ceasing. Pray in the Spirit. Trust in me, and I will carry you through. Well, amen to that. Thank you, Father. So that's a little trip through the parallel between Egypt and Earth here that we're coming to. And Father, we do thank you for giving the warning. And we pray that it gets out to people. Some people wonder why prophecies happen so far ahead of the fact. Well, it's so more and more people can actually get to read them, hear them, understand them, remember them, and so on. It's very important that that happens. So thank you, Father, for that. We've been hearing for years of this coming and this happening, and it's in the hearts of many, many people. Because of your prophets, because of your dreamers, because of the visions that you've given, etc. Lord, you've given vast warnings for the people who have ears to hear and eyes to see. Thank you for what you're doing, Father. Thank you for your great deliverance that you've prepared for your people in Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God. I pray that all of your people will put the Word of God in their hearts so that they are walking and talking Jesus. And because all those who ate the Lamb, who is the Word of God, we do devour the Word of God, had a Passover. And Lord, let it be in these days that those who hear and believe your Word and put their trust in you and their faith in you and are justified by faith so that they will escape these coming things. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, all right. Thank you so much, saints, and God be with you and keep you in these coming days. In Jesus' name, thank you so much, Father, for what you're doing for all your people. We love you and we appreciate you. Amen. All right. Good night, saints.